B'chorish Shevtzu Mishnah 7, Shtai Rechayla Shelo Bikru. So if you've got two female sheep that have neither of them have given birth before, V'yaldu Shnei Zecharim, and they give birth to two male animals, so that's an obvious case. Nosen Shem L'Kohen, they both go to the Kohen, because they're both firstborn male animals. Zachar and Akeva, if they give birth to one male and one female, so Hazachar L'Kohen, again, the firstborn will go to the male will go to the Kohen, because it doesn't matter which animal it came from, it's a firstborn, and so it must go to the Kohen. But Shnei Zecharim Unakeva, if there are two males and one female were born to these two animals, and we don't know, like, what came from who, what came first. So it could be that the two males came from the one sheep and the female came from the other one. Or that the female and the male came from one sheep, but the female came first. So either way over here, there's echad lo ve'echad l'kohen. There's definitely one male firstborn. Whatever way you mix it up, one male firstborn must have come out. But the second one, we don't know. So the second one, the owner of the animal would keep, because it's a doubtful firstborn. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, HaKohen Bor Lo Esayafe, the Kohen in this situation, the Kohen would get to choose the nice, whatever animal he wants. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Meshamnim Banahem, not, so Rabbi Akiva, the owner, actually gets to choose which of the male animals he wants. Vashan Yir Ad Shestav, and then the one that the owner keeps would be put out to pasture till it develops a blemish. The Chaba Matanis, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it is obligated, you have to give the gifts to the Kohen when you slaughter that animal. Rabbi Yossi Pata, or Rabbi Yossi again disagrees. You don't have to give gifts to the Kohen when you slaughter that animal. Meis Echad Mahem, if one of the two male animals dies, Rabbi Tafan Omer Yachaluki, he says you split up the remaining animal between the Kohen and the owner. Same as the last Mishnah, right? This is a repetition of the last Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, anybody who wants to, the burden of proof lies with the claimant, which is the Kohen, and therefore he would hold that the Kohen doesn't get anything. Shtei Nekevus V'Zachar, okay, next case. So these two female sheep, they give birth to two females and a male, right? Or Shnei Zacharim U'Shtei Nekevus, or two males and two females. So it could be that there is a firstborn male in this scenario. It could be that that's what, but it could also be that there's no firstborn male, because it could be that the two females were the two that were born first, and then afterwards the male was born, or if there are two males were born. So in this scenario, it says the Mishnah Ein Kan L'Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing, because see, the burden of proof lies with him, and he can't bring any proof, right? Nevertheless, because they're doubtful b'choris, they must be left, put out to pasture, let a blemish develop, and then the owner is allowed to eat them only at that point.